Hudson Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a Southeast Asian summit in Malaysia, commenting briefly on the talks he's held with China's foreign minister, admitting tariffs are a big part of the conversation these days.
We acknowledged, you know, there are some issues that are going to be, we have to work through, not just beyond trade, but others. But I thought it was a very constructive and positive meeting and gave us a lot to work on.
Back in Washington, hundreds of State Department employees are getting notices they'll be losing their jobs, part of a reorganization of the department. Today, President Trump visits Central Texas, where more than 160 people are still missing from flooding a week ago. A federal judge in New Hampshire has issued a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the United States. What it means is that the birthright issue will likely once again end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Immigration raid at a California farm. Masked agents lining immigrants up against a wall, detaining at least one of them. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It will cost more to attend college in Wisconsin. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
For the third straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is increasing undergraduate tuition rates for its four-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023 and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents unanimously approved the increases.
Tuition at UW Green Bay increases 4% to $7,410, and tuition at UW Oshkosh goes up 5% to $7,414. A 23-year-old student teacher from Neenah who allegedly exchanged intimate topless photos with a female student was ordered to stand trial on Thursday. Cameron Miller, a student at UW Oshkosh, waived his preliminary hearing and will be arraigned on one count of sexual misconduct by school staff on July 28th. The criminal complaint accuses Miller of exchanging photos and inappropriately touching the student while at Menasha High School. A wetland project to dredge portions of the marsh on the north branch of the Manitowoc River in the Brilliant State Wildlife Area has the go-ahead and the funding from the Evers administration. The wetland project, undertaken by the DNR with assistance from Ducks Unlimited, aims to remove excess cattail mats and sediment from portions of the channel to improve flow in the river and the surrounding marshlands. Funding for the project comes from a mix of state waterfowl stamp funding and from the DNR's Wildlife Management Program's segregated conservation funds. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks introduce Miles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. The Bucks beat the Denver Nuggets last night, 90-89. The Bucks holding a press conference to officially introduce their new center. Miles Turner picked up in free agency from the Pacers. GM John Horst, head coach Doc Rivers, taking questions for the first time since revamping the roster, waiving Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez moving to the Clippers. Bobby Portis, who's been re-signed, was asked what would he tell Turner about joining the Bucks organization.
Finally found a home in Milwaukee where it's comfortable, winning culture, winning team. We always in the playoffs, always have a chance to win a championship, playing with great players, have a chance to, you know, build a legacy. All those things kind of just hit home.
Baseball. Brewers tonight against the Nationals in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester against Washington left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Nationals in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Next time, Todd continues live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, highlighting some great public educators and talking with filmmaker B.J. Hollers about his new documentary on the amazing game Coup. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of My Now and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your Northeastern Wisconsin Civic Media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday for ya. To ya. Looks a little bit nasty out there, doesn't it?
Think
like
so?
It's got that, what's it
threatening?
Called? Well, the battleship gray
yes.
kind of skies.
Yeah.
That's it's got that working.
It'll be threatening. Yes.
58 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy with showers and storms. High in the upper 70s today.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not going to be that old guy who just biatches and but this has been a crappy since May, hasn't it?
It's the inconsistency of it all.
I mean, there hasn't been like a 2 week stretch. Oh man, this weather has just been unbelievable.
Right. Don't have to worry about tomorrow.
This is awesome.
Yeah. No.
Or it's been either really, really dry.
Yes.
Or kind of wet.
Like crazy.
Nothing in between.
No. Or even like Saturday or 4th of July day. Was that Friday? Saturday. Friday. It was like so hot.
Yeah.
Then the next day it was like 53. It was like, wow.
When did the Wednesday night, I don't know what it is, when tomorrow night, but remember the guy at the
farmer's market?
Said what, seven?
Five out of seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
What do you do? And again, I've never gone camping in my life, like in a tent. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're at a campground and it's just like pouring rain all day? What do you do?
Me? Pack up the 10 kids.
Let's go.
In the car.
Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Is there still a Chuck E. Cheese? Or is that an old guy's thing?
No, they're...
I think they're still around.
Are they still around?
That was... When you're back in the day...
Not cheap.
When you take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese for like a birthday, you just sit back, let them do their thing.
That's true.
People take care of them.
Yeah. That is just like a babysitting thing.
I thought that one bear was kind of creepy, though.
they open up that curtain.
Yeah.
You can go online and you can find like empty, like graveyard areas of all these old mechanical
things.
Oh yeah, they're out there, like the Bob's Big Boys and stuff like that. There's areas that just have all that stuff and some of that
memory lane for us.
Yeah.
There's I told you over at that shipyard thing where we're gonna have our little train car businesses, our restaurants.
Yeah.
And I was that sign park that they have up in Antigua. I don't know if you showed me
a picture.
Oh.
That's really cool.
So Clark Gas Station.
Love it.
And just all these signs, and they're around.
You want me to tell you one that I want in my place, and you failed miserably at getting for me?
Just wait. The one on Main Street? Yeah, you want that.
It's cracked, but I could fix it. I could glue it. I put a piece of plexiglass behind it.
Yeah.
It's a Packer City Motel sign.
That's what it was.
I want that.
I
bet literally I could go over there Well, I need something big to otherwise it'd crack. I was going to say, I could go over there with a hacksaw and I could cut that thing down. I bet nobody would notice. Nobody would be like, hey, that's private property.
Or miss it.
Or miss it.
Yeah, and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but that sign park is really cool because you can just sit there with a coffee or beer, or whatever, and just look around. And remember that Sunoco? All those signs.
One that I would love because I grew up at a Sinclair gas station.
Sinclair.
Oh yeah.
When do you see Sinclair anymore? Right.
There's a little gas station in Oshkosh, the old fashioned kind that actually has two of the dinosaurs out front and the old gas pumps there and stuff.
Really?
Right on Oregon, right down from Pete's Garage Bar.
I know where you mean. I've driven past that. I know exactly where you mean.
On the left-hand side.
And I thought about that. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But that Zephyr and just, what was your brother's brand? What did he?
Sinclair.
Oh, he had Sinclair. Okay.
Yeah.
But that would be a cool park because you want to do something right there. There's a land over there. Yeah. They're trying to carve it out into different. You don't want to just have a bench and nothing wrong with all that, but they want to do something different and that's kind of low maintenance. I mean, the signs, as long as they're kept up, it's just cool to just sit on those benches and look around. Remember that?
There have been times where I've been tempted to like take signs off of places that are abandoned, but then you'll see, no trespass.
Yeah.
It's like, is that really a law or a suggestion?
Well,
depends on what it is. If it's a speed limit to gym, that's just a suggestion.
That is true. That's a suggestion and not a good one.
Because I love old signs.
Yeah. Red Owl.
I used to have some old Pepsi ones that were really cool.
No, those are cool.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I sold them all. I don't know why I sold them all.
A lot of people.
I know.
Or just toss them.
You know, when I show people something, it's like, I'll give you $200. It's like hard to turn that down sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
But I regret everything I've sold in that way.
We were talking last night. I had some friends over that.
By the way, greatest breakfast. Those hot dogs you just brought in.
Yeah.
Even I ate that brat cold.
Heat it up. Okay.
Oh,
did you put sour cream on?
I'm sitting here right now wanting one of those cold.
Oh my gosh. But those hot dogs you get from Costco are the best tasting hot dogs I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
They're like 10 inches.
Yeah, they are. I put
nothing on them.
You got to melt that cheese. That cheese is really, really good.
I didn't know there was cheese.
That cheese, I made that. That's got...
All right, I'm going to have that
melted
next.
Cheese. There's some mustard in there. That is really, really good
Hot
cheese.
Hot dogs or brats for breakfast is so underrated. Because, you know, people say, I'm having sausage with my eggs. But he's like, I'm going to have a hot dog. So, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are good. It's a good breakfast, but it's
healthy. People like it. They're just not around to tell us about it. Yeah.
Got some, Terry says, supposed to be nice tomorrow. Glam band at the Sardine Can. That's always huge, man. It is.
Huge. I looked that up.
Vicky says, good morning, gents. Hi, Vicky. Michael says, hi, gents. Beautiful day from downtown Madison.
He's got some pretty good digs down there. Yeah, he's telling me about that.
Michael's so much cooler than us.
I know.
Texas from Bob says, signs, Wally Spots Supper Club.
Oh, that would be
Vic
great.
Theater, Bay Theater. Caps? Was it Caps? Cops.
Maybe Cops.
That was the ice cream place, wasn't it?
Chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that sign park, it doesn't look junky either.
No.
Remember when I showed you that?
Yeah.
It was just all
Looks
around
great.
The perimeter. And then if you
it's
could
a
do
slice
it on,
of Americana.
And then you could look at that or look at the water. Like, wouldn't that be like a cool place just to like, I don't know, hang out?
That reminds me of a Charles Carroll story. He did.
I used to meet her there.
It was all about stuff like that. Now I'm heading to my picturesque cabin in Montana.
I was doing a ghost podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Charles Carroll. And I said, hey, did you ever hear the story of? I said, I don't know if this is true, but one of my partners always tells me. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true.
We had a good laugh on that.
Listening to the tinkling springs flowing over the rocks. Well, Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had one of those broadcaster eshes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that was almost like that era. You almost had to have that. You know what I mean? That was part of
Rush Limbaugh had that a little bit.
Yeah, that was kind of the allure of those guys.
There's another guy that did that with the bow tie.
Charles Osgood.
Charles Osgood.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good, too.
I like the guy. He's a little off kilter, but the guy that does that Sunday morning show that I've started watching.
He's a little quirky,
Rocha? Because he wears a bow tie.
Bow tie, right. Yeah. He's
Charles Rocha? Something like that.
Yeah.
He's a little off.
You need to listen to that Bob Costas interview. You'd like that.
Because
Mo Rocca.
Mo Rocca. Yeah.
He's not the normally it's Jane Pauley is normally the host. Yeah.
Okay, that's frustrating because when I turned it on the first time, her picture was up.
Yeah.
I thought, is that Jane Pauley?
It is.
And then he was on, so I didn't know if she was a host or a guest or something.
She's an anchor. There. Okay. She's a host.
But he does fill in.
Yeah.
Boy, when I started in this business, and I was the station I worked at was so small, it was I still got a business card, okay? CAMVT TV, CBS, ABC, NBC.
Wow.
Was all listed on there because it was the only station in the market. Oh. So it was great. They could cherry pick whatever shows they want every night. The best shows on ABC, NBC, whoever, they would cherry pick them all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the big thing going, we ran the NBC, was that Good Morning Today? What was the Today Show?
Today Show.
And it was Jane Pauley.
And then Brian Gumbel?
Well, he came later, I think.
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw was on it, that's right.
Tom Brokaw. And the coolest thing was then we got the live satellite feed all the time.
Yeah.
So when they were kind of like with here, when, you know, I said, I'm not going to sit here during breaks anymore because I'm always sitting back like this.
Yeah, right.
Okay. We would get the live feed when they were during breaks. And I remember one time Tom Brokaw put his feet up on the thing and people were going, Tom, you might want to put your feet down. You got a big hole in your shoe. He goes, what? But that was so cool to see those people as like normal people.
Right.
And the other one who we had, where it was like we always wanted to see the satellite feed. Yeah. Was the guy that used to, Tom Snyder.
Oh, my God. The Tomorrow Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that Saturday Night Live did a great job. But yeah, he was
Dan Aykroyd, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, that was funny. The guy was just a Bob Costas spoke highly of Brian Gumbel, and I thought Brian Gumbel was not the most. Like I thought he was difficult, right? Isn't the word on him?
I've never met him. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, his brother was awesome.
Yeah,
his brother just died recently, right?
Yeah, I never met Brian Gumbel,
but he was just talking about how sports, and you know this better than anybody, but just the change HBO Sports, how just everything has just changed so much. And of course, I told you yesterday about. You know, he does not like gambling at all. It's really taken away from the sport. And anyway, it's an interesting interview from a guy that, you know, he still looks, he still looks like he's 35, 40, but he, you know, 40 years. And he said he went back to call games. They called him back.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't do a very good job of that. He was very just tough because that wasn't me. I didn't really enjoy it. He says, I had my better days were behind me when it comes to that. He goes, I just want to be an emeritus status and help. Any way I can, but I don't want to be the front guy anymore.
Will say this. He never shied away from anything. I remember he did the big interview with, who's the pro wrestling guy? Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the steroids and all the things going on and the guy's dying really young. And
he
went after him.
Put that Penn State guy away too, didn't he, at that interview?
Yeah.
He went at him pretty much on national TV. He's like, Jerry, what?
Sandusky.
Yeah. What did you just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. He didn't shy away from
interviews. I helped him out one time. Bob, he called me at home.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, tell the story.
Yeah, okay. When Charles Martin slammed Jim McMahon. Mm-hmm. Remember that? 85, 86?
Yeah.
And got suspended and everything. And he was trying to get an interview with Charles McMahon. Okay. And I was with NBC. I was with Fox 11 or whatever. NBC, whatever we were then.
Yep.
And so he called me. And said, is there any chance, you know, we could get this, blah, blah, blah. And Charles Martin and I, okay, this is a true story. I don't make up this stuff, okay? The night before, I was with Charles McMahon at Sebastian's. And Charles Martin was slammed Jim McMahon. And he was doing shots one after another. He had like 14 shots lined up. And in his big hands, they're like thimbles. And it was a crazy night. Yada, 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 yada. Next day, the whole thing happens. He gets suspended. I go to his apartment. I got the only interview that Charles Martin did.
Really? Well,
Bob McGinn from the Milwaukee Journal even called me, asked if he could use excerpts from it. Okay. Sat in Charles Martin's living room. Told me about how his mom was a bootlegger. He was an alcoholic by the time he was like 14. And the whole thing, yada, yada. I set up, Bob Costas had the only national interview with Charles Martin because of me.
Because of you.
Because of me.
How did I not hear this story already? Right. I've known you how many years?
Right.
You know what I got out of it? And NBC Sports cap. Those high caps. He sent me a cap.
Oh, man.
Not even a note? Like,
might
hey.
Have leveraged. Yeah, it was a note. Okay. I'll try to find it. John, thanks so much for helping. And he sent me an NBC Sports cap.
He didn't call back saying, hey, Bob, you know, the Olympics are coming up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. No. I always thought I could hold it sometime for as a thing, but I never, you know, in the back pocket, but I never did. Yeah.
Try and pull that out now.
I know, right?
He seems like he would have taken care of you. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know. I've never met him either, so, but, yeah.
Nobody's taking care of me, Jim. I'm an orphan. I'm an orphan.
Come
in the
on.
Business.
How about those hot dogs you got this morning?
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
We get set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, great lineup for you. Stay with us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of My Now and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your Northeastern Wisconsin Civic Media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
I never saw that movie.
Really?
Footloose.
I saw that.
Wow.
I know, right? Never saw that movie.
It's a Broadway play, too.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Broadway play?
Mm-hmm. A couple times. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon?
No.
Oh. But,
yeah.
There's a lot of 80 movies I never saw.
So why is that?
Like, I never saw, well, great, because some of them I'd have to give my man card because I was too old. Like, Pretty in Pink? Never saw that.
Nobody saw that.
I saw that.
You saw that. I didn't like the Brat Pack type movies.
Oh, I didn't like all of them. I thought Breakfast Club was my life. Where they're all in detention on a Saturday.
I told you my story about the principal, right?
Well, what's the story?
All right. Or not the principal. The guy that, what would it be?
The janitor?
No.
No?
The monitor?
The monitor, and the, yeah.
For the day?
Oh, he was the vice principal or something
right.
like that.
Paul yeah. Gleason.
Yep. Yeah.
So I was in Tucson and get set to do a live shot at the, what was it? The, I don't remember, Tucson Toros, minor league baseball team. And, you know, people around, a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, what channel are you with? And I told him, you know, whatever. He goes, hey, I was watching last night. Boy, it's a cute anchor you got there. I'm like, oh, okay, creepy guy. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt and just kind of whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, hey, like to talk to her. I'm like, yeah, okay, creepy guy. Go sleep on your park bench and whatever, whatever. Then he goes, hey, does Carl Kinberg work for you? I go, yeah, he's one of my producers. Hey, tell him I said hello. I'm an old friend. I'm like, okay. He goes, hey, my name's Paul. Okay. Go back. Hey, Carl, one of your loser friends sleeping in the park wanted to say hello, and he's trying to hook up with Kathy. Or he goes, oh, yeah, Paul Gleason. Yeah, he's in town shooting a movie. I go, what? He goes, oh, yeah, he's a big-time actor. You didn't know that? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. So he's in town shooting a movie. So the next time I saw him, I sucked up to him like you can't believe. And you know where it got me?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Kind of like what you did for Costas. Nothing.
Same thing. Nowhere. Nothing. Yeah.
See, maybe that's.
I know.
Should leverage that a little bit more.
I know.
So.
You know, I was thinking, we were talking about Costas. Remember he had that show on after Letterman called Later?
Yes.
And it was just two chairs, yes. Him and another person. And it wasn't necessarily always sports.
No. Uh-uh.
He was actually just a really
good
interviewer.
He's the best interviewer there's ever been. I really and truly do.
Yeah, he's a good interviewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could drag it out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Remember when he did that?
Well, he sometimes wants everybody to know exactly how smart he is in asking his question.
Sure.
But remember when, was it LeBron James was going from one team to another?
Yeah.
And he dragged that announcement out like for 2 hours in an interview. Do you remember that? There was a pre-show to that. And I was like,
was that him?
Wasn't it Costas?
I don't think it was Costas.
Oh, God. It went on forever ever.
That was the dumbest thing of all time.
Wasn't it?
Even ESPN.
I think.
Which has a certain arrogance about itself. Like, we're the king of sports.
Well, that's what.
They even kind of came back and said, maybe we kind of overdid this. Yeah. That's actually considered one of the biggest, like, what's Fupas? The term? Fupa in sports broadcasting history. Like, they built this up so big.
Maybe it was 3 hours. It was forever. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't him, though, I don't think. Because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my services or talents to the South Beach. Okay, boom.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What did you do
the whole thing. Yeah.
Anyway, but I do agree he was a
great interviewer, though.
But also, that wouldn't be Bob Costas. That would be the network saying, you need to make this 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, nope.
But he seemed, though, later in life, again, I just listened to one interview, but he seemed like he was, not defiant isn't the right word, but he kind of said, look, I'm not going to do that. You know, he kind of got a little bit more confident. Maybe at that time he couldn't.
Yeah, you get to a certain point where it's like,
later on, he's like, I'm not going to do this. But he did, I don't know how many Olympics he did. And can you imagine, I don't know if he was a diva or not, but probably got the room he wanted and the food he wanted. You know what I mean? Like, he probably had pretty decent travel arrangements.
Remember the Olympics where he had pink eye, but they still made him work?
Yes!
He talks about that in the interview. He talks about that.
They basically made him work. He has pink eye looking like
Hack. He said that.
I remember that.
Yeah. And he just seemed like later on in life, I don't know, what it was, 35 years or the last five or so, but that's when he said, look, I'm not reading that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
You know what's funny, though? You think back, even in the old Olympics at those times, there were certain people that they would use the Olympics to really billboard and marquee younger talent.
Yep.
And so many of them just disappeared then. You know what I mean? It's like they're right on the precipice of making it huge.
Yeah.
And then you never hear of them again. It's like, what? Like, remember Bill McAfee?
Sure.
I used to do stuff for Bill McAfee, and then he just, boom, disappeared.
Hmm.
Yeah. Got this. My favorite Costas interview was the Bob Knight interview after the incident with Neil Reed. He said something that was so politically and sexually, or whatever you want to.
Bob Knight did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Can I say it, Todd?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's too early.
Okay. Okay. Basically, he said, it's kind of like if a sexual assault is inevitable, enjoy it.
That's what he said.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like that. Yeah. That was horrific.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You wonder sometimes how, it's like, what are you thinking? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. This is what we should do. Bob Costas owns John Mino a favor.
No, he does.
And he loves this emeritus status. He says that. He goes, I want to just, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I want to be viewed from an emeritus status. I'm not calling any games. I'm not doing any. He didn't say grunt work because I'm just not going to do anything except maybe we should call him as just someone. Give us a reflection and a perspective on sports. Have him come on our show.
I had him on my radio show one time.
Was he nice or was he?
He was nice. He was great.
Okay.
I asked him a question that he absolutely
put that on John's list. I'm doing all this
I asked
stuff.
Him a question that he absolutely loved. Because we're both big baseball card guys.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
he loves baseball.
1965, you put your nickel down, you get a pack of baseball cards. What would be the worst five cards you could possibly get?
Like that.
And he loved that.
Yeah.
He was bringing out names. Yeah. He loved that.
And that guy knows his big
time. Todd, can you get him on Monday?
Yeah, we'll get it done.
Was he an athlete?
No, he's really little.
Is he? Okay.
He's like 5'5".
Oh.
Yeah.
But he was, anyway, it was a great interview.
Yeah,
all right, so
great.
That's a new goal. All
right. Okay, set a quick break. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Heavy rain is expected again to end this week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says watch out for torrential downpours if you're driving.
Flash floods. They're usually the result of intense storms dropping large amounts of rain within a short amount of time. These floods can occur with little or no warning and can reach full peak within just a few minutes. And it only takes 6 inches of water to knock you down, and with only 1 foot, it can float your car and carry it away.
Yeah, so we don't have an established standard on when to close the road. But if there's standing water, what we would do is we would reach out to our regional offices that maintain those roads and also work with state patrol to determine if we need to close the road or not.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
What we do try to do is leave the road open if we can, just so people don't have to divert or go a different route. But really, if determined that there's a safety need, they will go ahead and close the highway.
It's a process, though, and could take some time with all of the moving parts at work. Closing ramps, setting up cones.
The law in Wisconsin is you should drive as fast as prudent. You know, So if the conditions warrant driving slower, you really should drive slower. Otherwise, you can get a ticket for that. So if somebody does see a truck speeding by and they have concerns, they can call, you know, their local dispatch and report that.
She also said that stopping and pulling over underneath an overpass is okay to do. Just be sure to have your hazards on. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel. We discuss the big takeaways from the United States Supreme Court's last term. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of My Now and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your Northeastern Wisconsin Civic Media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Good morning. Coming your way Tuesday, 58 in Green Bay, 64 in Hampton, 64 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy with showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. Today is video game day, something I have never done. I have never played a video game.
No, you
not even like in a tavern or something?
Or any of that?
Nothing?
I've never played a video
you've
game.
You've never dropped a quarter in and played Pac-Man or
you're Pac-Man.
No, Asteroids. You know what? I had my granddaughters at the right place a month or so ago when they were in town.
Yeah.
And there's a Pac-Man and I couldn't show her how to play it.
Oh man.
Isn't that bizarre?
That was a great I can't believe that.
I've never played a video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were talking about was that in the Costas? No, it couldn't have been the Costas interview. There was another interview there talking about how kids, not so much in the United States, but some in the United States, but really in some other countries, are just so addicted to video games, like an addiction, like I'm talking serious addiction, you know, cocaine type stuff, and that they have no social skills at all, and it's just these, it's really sad how addictive video games have gotten. It's just crazy. And then there's, yes, you can play. You can be in Taiwan and play some guy in Germany.
Absolutely,
I mean, it's crazy the way that's networked. But that it's all day. Like I'm talking 8-9 hours a day.
Oh yeah.
Of video
games. You see the
all,
money some of those people make?
Yeah, but it's just what do you do with that?
What's Todd? What's Fortnite?
I don't know, okay. But I do know it's a thing.
I've heard that's the most addicting thing. When people get into that, it's like unbelievable. Like they'll play all night long.
So
like I know these friends of ours, they had to put a lock on like the door of where the things were so that their kid wouldn't be up all night long playing that.
So there's a
my parents did the same thing on the liquor cabinet.
Right. Well, those were the games we played.
You know, my dad had such terrible tasting stuff, though. I never had that thing. You know what his go-to shot was? Every day he'd come in, he'd have two Pabst Blue Ribbons and two shots. You know what the shots were? Old Crow.
Ooh.
That is the worst tasting thing.
Gasoline.
You ever taste it? Old Crow?
No.
It's horrific.
It's still around?
I don't think so. Is it, Todd?
I don't know.
No. I had an Old Crow decanter one time. That was really cool.
Well, it's funny because we were talking about the
signs.
But no, the bicentennial.
Oh, yeah.
Those canters that they made for the 200th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cool. And I wish I would have saved some of those. I remember I had to talk to you about that. But just those are just cool things to have.
No
right?
question.
And No, I don't remember Old Crow.
It's made by Jim Beam now.
Oh.
Is it still being made?
Yes.
I've never seen that in a bar. I've never sat in a bar and looked up at their bottom shelf and seen Old Crow.
It's not on the top shelf.
It's not. You don't have to look up. It's on the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Today is also Cow Appreciation Day. I appreciate cows.
Shout out to Kewaunee County. Right?
Okay.
Well,
why?
They have more cows than people.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I find that interesting.
I did not.
I don't know why.
I did not know
Probably because of living in the hood.
Okay.
I just think that's really interesting.
Huh. Okay.
So I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
I just looked it up.
No.
Kewaunee County has roughly 4.74 cows for every person. So we're right nice.
Shut up.
That's a lot.
I wouldn't have thought Kewaunee County would be. I would think more southwestern sort of
there are some down that way too, but yep, Kewaunee County.
But I think Kewaunee County leaned into that one year because I remember it was when I was in office and I'm like, I don't know that I would use that. You know, you know, as a bragging thing, you know, I would rather say, I don't know.
Like Chilton, New Holstein, those areas are big farm areas with those big farms.
But you think 4-1.
Wow.
Almost 5-1.
Almost 5-1. Yeah, 4-8. Yeah.
Wow.
But would that attract you?
It might for me. I would rather come across a cow than a human.
That is true.
Although, anyway. What did somebody tell us one day? How many people get killed by cows every year?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
They're a lot nastier than people
dangerous,
realize.
Dangerous county
they
to
act
live
like
in.
They're all cool. We're nice. Boom. Look out.
So, okay. Just
turn your back on them.
Forward.
Boom. I still say if I didn't have an artificial hip, I would race one.
Yeah.
For money.
They can, you wouldn't even come close. Not even close.
With my real hips?
Not with your real hips. Not at your best, at your peak, which is what, you know, what, 17, 18, 19, 20, whenever you were at your peak, you could never outrun a cow.
Mm. You and didn't know that at my peak.
I did not. You're right. I didn't.
Just saying. So. All right.
You sure ain't there now. Okay, anyway, so cow appreciation. It is. When I read that, I thought, okay, I'm going to mention Kiwanis County.
All right.
But I think they tried or they thought about using that as a
catch type thing,
you know, home of the Green Bay Packers or longest this, oldest this.
Yeah.
And
never caught on, huh?
I don't know if the mayor put the smack down on it or the county exec or if they just. Or if it didn't, maybe it didn't catch on, or and I don't know what that would do for you. I guess that would get, you know, the 4-H clubs and stuff to be like, wow, that's awesome. And if you're like Todd, that would rather talk to a cow than a human, that might attract people. But anyway,
all right.
So that's that.
Ham shall come from pigs. So hamburgers are from, no, they come from cows. He's got to do another one of those George Washington things, man.
I hope so.
Nate Bargatze, maybe he's really, awesome.
Maybe he'll do that with the 250.
Did he do that at the concert?
No, he didn't. Like I said, you know.
Yeah.
You
know what? Okay, I
gotta be careful going to stuff with expectations.
Bill Burr. I was watching an interview with Bill Burr.
Yeah? I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he was pretty normal in this. He wasn't like, you know, off the wall. But he talked about something where, and he talked about that, about coming up with fresh stuff all the time. He says when he started in comedy clubs, if anybody was there with a notebook, the bouncers would kick him out because people would be stealing their jokes.
Oh.
And they'd be writing down jokes. He said, now you do something. It's worldwide 20 seconds later.
Yeah.
So when you said about Nate Bargatze, you said he was good, but you've heard everything he said, you had heard pretty much, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not only that, the stuff I wanted to hear, like if you went and saw the Stones, you'd want to hear certain things.
Right.
And I just didn't hear what I'm with you on that George Washington thing. I think that's a hilarious.
That's so good.
I think he talked about his family, which I think is funny, but. Like Gaffigan, you know, I've seen him a couple times and he is just really, really, really funny. And there's some stuff that I've heard before, but I don't know, man. You can tell me that joke 10 times, I'll laugh every time.
I still think Jim Gaffigan, one that I laughed every time. I visited my wife's family in Wisconsin. I was there for 8 pounds.
Yeah, or growing up like in Milwaukee, you know, and then come summer, where are we going? It's like, we just went through a winter.
Yeah.
Now the best weather, where are we going? Where are you going?
Today is also Freezer Pop Day. Did everybody here, I bet everybody in these two rooms, maybe not you, made their own ice cubes with Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did. I remember seeing them. How do you get
friend's house.
Mine were made with low sugar Weilers.
But Weilers.
How did you get the tongue depressors or to stick in there?
There were no tongue depressors.
I don't remember ever having a tongue depressor.
Well, how do you?
We just pop them out, just eat them like that with your hand.
Oh. No, yeah. I don't remember.
And then you get all over your shirt, and the mosquitoes would come after, and the flies, and it was great.
Okay, because those ice cubes, I was wondering how you get the thing to hold up till it froze.
There is a way to do that. You can use toothpicks. You put cellophane or saran wrap over the top and stick it through that way, and that'll hold those in place.
I never heard that.
That makes sense.
I saw that on an ABC after school special.
Wow. I wish I would have known that back
makes
in the
sense,
day.
Because then you got the sticks are more fun,
right?
We always got the cheap stuff at home.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That's a really good idea.
All right.
I like it.
Try that.
Today is also blueberry day. I've been eating a lot of blueberries.
Yeah, me too.
That's one of my things I'm going to have for the Johnny Juice, our place.
It's not our place. We're next to each other.
Whatever. Blueberries and raspberries and frozen bananas all mixed in with the Greek yogurt and a little bit of honey.
Okay, there's a lot wrong
beyond
with that.
And you know what else I put in there, Todd? Quinona.
Quinoa.
Yes.
Okay, there's, all right. Think about the ingredients. I tell this, we talk about
this. It's an unbelievable blend that just, your palate goes insane. It's like Charles Corral going to the cabin.
Yeah, that's what it is. And someone's getting, so we do, I'll be talking about this in a couple hours. The spoilage on that's unbelievable. It's too fast. You don't want things that raspberries go quickly.
I freeze them. I freeze them. Oh. And even by, I now buy the frozen avocados, the little cubes of the avocados. These are the healthiest thing. It's changed my life. It's one of the reasons I'm so healthy now. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, just
right, Todd, have you noticed too?
Okay, I did not hit my goal, but I was trying to get to 207 for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Basically.
What did you hit?
210. Close.
You still got a day.
How many put on the fat?
Yeah, I know, right? That helped. Having two hot dogs and a brat for breakfast here helped.
Did you go to your 40th?
No.
So these people, you know, I'll tell you what, if you ever feel like, oof, go stand next to the lunch lady. You'll feel good. You know what I mean?
I think she died 26 years ago. But don't stop.
The lady you showed me the picture of.
That's her mom.
No, it is not. That was her. She was on the committee.
That was her mom. Today is chocolate with almonds day. Nothing better. Nothing better than almonds with chocolate.
Cashews.
Jaden. Yeah, I might give you that one.
Yeah, cashews are better.
Tsurugi white chocolate cashew turtles.
Mm. No argument.
Yeah, I got to give you that one. Jaden Smith. Will Smith's son?
Yep.
Okay. Kevin Bacon. We're talking about Footloose.
Yep,
Is that why you played Footloose today?
Yeah.
Angelica Houston, 74. Okay, you know what? In movies, sometimes where you have to just think to yourself, really, some writer, producer didn't say that's like such a cheesy, dumb line. Kevin Bacon and what's his name? Tom Cruise in Officer and Gentleman.
Okay.
Okay. When they were getting into it about, you know, yada yada, he goes, hey, you want to know something? You're a lousy softball player. Remember that? And it's like, that was such a cheesy line for them. It's like, really?
Well, you remembered it.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you remember it because it was so cheesy.
Yeah.
So that was not Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Danger Zone?
You want the truth.
Oh.
I deserve it.
A Few Good Men?
Few Good Men.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were both in A Few Good
Thank
Men.
You.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Dodgers at Brewers again tonight, which is a great series. Brewers really gave it to them last night, 6 o'clock on WISS. Text here from Bob. That's the Caps sign.
Man.
Caps or Cops? Cops?
I think it's Cops.
Cops.
Restaurant, candy, soda, bakery.
Right?
Where is
I think
that?
It was right down here.
I know it's on your. Well, no, I see that. But
no, but I mean, I think it might have actually. That might have actually been right where we're sitting. And I'm not even joking about that. That might have been like right here on this block where we are, okay. Where the old Caps Cops restaurant was.
And it says the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
But I'm pretty sure it was on Washington Street, like right here. Because I remember going in there and having a big hot fudge sundae when I was a real little kid. And then you said the booths are, is it Nick Lane Restaurant?
So it was originally located at 125 Main Street.
Okay.
And 211 Pine. Later moved to 212 South Washington. So down that way.
Just right down here.
Yeah.
Probably where Hagemeister is.
I go south, because south would be south.
Go further down. Yeah. But it was on Washington. That's where I went when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sign is, they said UWGB Archives. I didn't know they had a place like that, but we may have to.
I didn't
either.
I'd like to see that.
Well, we have to maybe go get that. Because if it's sitting in some warehouse, what good is it?
Exactly.
We're
okay, you know what I
still
want to do, though? We got to talk sometime about your sister or sister-in-law.
Okay,
who you were talking about before we went on the air this morning.
Oh, who's over last night.
Picks up stuff at like garage sales and sells it for 10 times as much.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
It's more than 10.
That has been my dream. Does anybody out there do eBay?
Serious,
I want to sell stuff on eBay.
Serious side hustle. And
I want it. I got great stuff. Great stuff. Becca.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we're up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And in the WISS studios this morning, it's Todd, the producer, and New Wisco News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. And in the studio with us, we have Anna Murphy-Pochask, who is with Discover Oshkosh. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you here. Whether it's you or Pat, when we've got Discover Oshkosh in the house, I feel like we are home.
And I don't want to blow smoke, okay? But there's other Discover fill in the blank towns, right?
Right.
All over the state, all over probably the country, I don't know. And we work with them too, but for some reason, Discover Oshkosh just has the most upbeat, excited, and informative individuals of any of the guests we have. So, putting you and Pat, you're on a pedestal. We'll just say that, all right?
Yes.
Well, and thank you.
You guys have your ducks in a row, so to speak. Do we do duck races here in Oshkosh?
I don't know. We need to start one if we haven't yet.
We need them. But you do. You have everything lined up and you know what you're going to talk about. And this weekend, we've got a lot of things happening in Oshkosh. Of course, we used to be called Event City. We're not that anymore. But we have all these events. And one of them is Life Fest.
Yes, we have. So this weekend, July 10th through 13th, two major, major events. Life Fest, including one of them. And then we'll pack a boat ride as well. And both, you know, great events. Life Fest kind of focuses more on like that family oriented Christian music festival. So if you're into, you know, live music, they have that. Even like yoga they have there that I just found, which is so interesting. And like, I love yoga. So I'm like, how do I get signed up? But Life Fest is an awesome event that we have every year. And then we'll pack a boat ride as well. All you volleyball lovers, now's your time.
Wasn't last year like 30,000 people in town for Wapaka Boat? Oh my gosh. It was crazy. There were so many people playing volleyball and watching volleyball. It was nuts.
It's an action-packed event. Seriously, like Brighton Acres really shows out for this. And it's so unique to have volleyball on grass too. You know, like it's not the usual dynamic for a volleyball scene, but it's very, very interesting. And, you know, I think that they have like around 2,500 plus teams that sign up every year for this. And this is all over the country. And even sometimes worldwide, people will travel for this. So.
And you mentioned it's called the Wapaka Boat Ride. This has nothing to do with riding in boats.
We are not riding a boat here. We are playing some volleyball, all right? We're going to set, spike, do all the things.
Where's it going to be at? Where is it held?
It is held at Brighton Acres. That's where all of, like, the outdoor grass fields are. And then Life Fest will be at...
Sunnyview Expo?
Thank you. There it is. Ding, ding, ding. We got a winner. Testing my knowledge today, too. Here we go.
So is there like a charge to go out and watch them playing the volleyball, or?
I believe it's open for the public, so you should be able to go out, enjoy that. They got drinks, you know, a bar there. I know how much we love to drink in this city, so show out, enjoy it. Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, just going out and seeing these athletes, you know, whether it's the guys or the gals out there giving it their all, it's amazing to watch. And we don't get this kind of high caliber of athlete really in this area that often.
Yeah, it's just so interesting to watch. And another thing I want to shout out, the Paine is having two awesome events this weekend too. Yeah. So they got Groovin' in the Gardens and Fair on the Green. So those are two other ones that I want to point out for this weekend. So check out the Paine.
So again, if you can't find something to do this weekend,
you're not looking.
Now, next week, we're actually broadcasting live pretty much all day from the EAA Museum to kind of help promote and kick off the following week, which is Air Venture. And you've got a cool poster here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got one of those QR codes, which Jim and John have no idea how to use. So explain what this poster will get you if you do scan that QR code.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be having some EAA Air Venture posters all across Oshkosh at local businesses. We'll be hanging these posters, and you can just scan the little QR code there. If you need help, you can find a local youngin probably around you to help you out. But that will take you to all things Air Venture, you know, including dates, vendors, times, things like that. All things Air Venture. So,
you know, I'm really looking forward to getting out there to Air Venture this year.
Can I tell you a quick story about our last year going out to Air Venture?
Please.
He's going to tell you about my driving.
So we drove out there. I rode with Lisa, and she had just gotten a new car. Okay. New to her. And we're driving it. And you know, a lot of the parking out at EAA is on what? Grass, right?
Of course.
You pull up and whatever. She was going so fast that she literally skidded into the parking spot on grass. Like she like whipped around. Yeah, totally. So, and that's why this last year at a holiday party, she won most likely to get into an accident.
Oh, man.
She won the award for that.
Hey, somebody's got to do it. Hey, somebody's got to do it.
It's
got
to fall on somebody's shoulders. I am happy to be the most likely to get into an accident person. I'm also the person most likely to break equipment. Just so you know, that was voted at
great
another radio station.
Great superlatives, honestly. Great superlatives.
That's right, yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. But with EAA coming, a lot of people are going to be coming into Oshkosh, and this is kind of our way to just kind of show how great we are. So what is Discover Oshkosh doing for EAA?
Yeah, all things promotion. So we're obviously going to be out there. We're actually going to be in the information booth. So if you want to stop by and say hi, we can give you all things, you know, recommendations, anything like that. Stop by, we can chat it up there. So
I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Pete's West is going to be open, so everybody needs to go see Pete.
Did you do anything for the 4th? Were you out at Menominee Park? What did you do?
The Oshkosh car was in the parade, so we were in the parade throwing out our little can koozies, things like that. I didn't get a chance to go out to the fireworks, but a lot of people in our office did, and they said it was just absolutely spectacular.
I was down there during the day for the food trucks. Yeah,
what'd you get to eat?
Well, Caribbean Taste is our favorite, so we went there and I ate way too much food, and then sat on the ground under a shade tree, which was very lovely. But when you're my age, it's really hard to get back up, like really hard. I had to limp away, and I felt bad about the whole situation.
Anna Murphy Bojack, thank you for joining us on Valley Focus. I'm sorry, I had to cut you off.
Give us a website or something like that where people can get all the details going on in Oshkosh.
Absolutely, discoveroshkosh.com. You know where to find us.
Always love having you in.
Thanks
you
for having
Pat,
me.
Although we choose you. Okay, don't tell Pat that. Jim and John on the way next. More Mino and the Mayor right here on WISS 98.3 and 96.5.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump visiting Texas today to assess damage from the catastrophic flooding that killed 121 people. More than 160 are still listed as unaccounted for. A federal judge in New Hampshire issuing a ruling prohibiting President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship by certifying a class action suit on behalf of all children who will be affected. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
Predictably, they're saying, here we go again. Another district court judge has gone off his rocker. He is violating the spirit of the Supreme Court's decision. And so all eyes are going to be back on the Supreme Court, probably in a matter of weeks, that this will make its way back up to the justices again, at least in an emergency basis. And they'll be asked to weigh in on what this New Hampshire judge did is a class action.
Brazil's current president says he will impose retaliatory tariffs if President Trump follows through on 50% tariffs over Brazil's criminal trial against Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The shipyard area of Green Bay enters a second phase of development. The city's Parks Committee unveiled proposals for turning some vacant land into a community space to include a concert area, a dog park, playground equipment, and more public access to the river. $5 million of the funding for the project comes from a grant from the National Park Service. Construction is expected to start soon and will be finished in 2027.
Before you hit the trails, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding riders to practice proper safety when using ATVs and UTVs this summer. The agency is reminding residents that riders